Yes. Okay. Sorry, Jim, you were saying yes. The strange thing about the voting system.
Well, it's not frustrating. It's an oddity. We're supposed to live in a democracy, and yet we don't have one person, one vote system. So you can have the majority of people want a particular party in, but regardless of what system, whether it's AV or first past the post, it doesn't necessarily mean that the majority will get what they want.
Right.
And that I find quite odd.
I see what you mean.
Personally, we either have a democracy where it's everybody counts or we don't.
Right, okay. So can you just move away from the engine?
Yes.
Do you mean to say that, you know, for example, in First Past the Post, there's a prospect, isn't there, of like the majority of people voting for, well, the person who's elected into the position isn't necessarily the person who's got the majority of the votes.
Precisely.
I mean, the majority of the voters might be voting for other candidates. So, yeah. Right, okay. I suppose AV then is trying to sort of address that balance, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't, because what it does do in one sense is it attempts to do that, but it's when you then start looking at your second and third choices, because that could actually skew things. I mean, you know, it's different if you sit there and say, all right, this is the party we follow, or this is the person that we follow because of we agree with their principles. Oh, who do we choose next?
Mm.
How do you choose the next?
Mm.
Do you choose them based on policies? Do you choose them on likes?
So you think people might get a bit confused? They might, yes.
Well, again, I mean, I'm not being funny. How many people know what the Tory policies are, what the Lib Dem policies are, what Labour policies are,
yeah,
what Green policies are,
yeah, yeah,
on all the various issues?
Yes.
And all the issues that might matter to people?
Yeah.
They probably don't. So again, what you're going to end up with is people saying, we know a bit about the party that we like and probably not as much about the other parties, but we've got to vote for the other parties. We'll take us pin the tail on the donkey time.
Right, yeah.
So what you end up with is, again,
yeah,
personally, you know, I'd rather have a Senate and a Republic, you know, and everybody votes and everybody be made to vote and all that aside. But people should be made to vote in one sense. I mean, it's a right that people have died for in the past, and there's a tremendous amount of apathy. And when you say about people, you know, we don't get what we want, do you vote? Well, no, we don't. It's like, well, vote. Well, if you vote, it doesn't make any change. Well, there's something telling, isn't it?
You say you're all aware that there's a referendum on. And, do you feel confident that you understand the difference?
I'm utterly opposed to AV.
Right, okay. Can I ask why?
I just think that the system we've got is very fair, works very well. If it's working well, why change it?
Absolutely. Right, okay. So, and of course, the current system is based on one person, one vote, isn't
it?
So.
Yes. I think it'll cost more to do, and it'll take far longer to get results through, and I'm utterly opposed to it. Hello.
What about the idea that some people say that first past the post is not perhaps as representative of the will of the people as...
If the people don't vote, and I mean, okay, you get people, you've got majorities in places far higher than you have in other places, but no, I'm utterly opposed to AV.
Right, and so that's going to, that you've made your mind up then, that's
oh,
where
yes,
you're going to be voting?
Yes, I will not be voting for it at all. No.